In our previous year, we began a discussion about the obligation of wearing a yarmulke. The Paiskim also discuss what should be the size of the yarmulke that one wears. There's a tshuva in the Shailos of tshuvas and hagas, chelik aleph simin yud gimel, and as we discussed, in wearing a yarmulke, there's two rules. There's one is because of the midas chassidus of the year of Shemayim, and there's also what we learned from the Taz, the Isser of Ubechukuseyem Laisalechu. Clearly, the Isser that a Jew is not allowed to go with uncovered hair, that is any size yarmulke, he says, sufficient. But as we quoted earlier, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Bey says, Ksei Reishech, cover your hair, Kehecha Tehevelach Emsa Deshmaya, by wearing a yarmulke, one comes to Yerushmayim. So he says, for that Yerushmayim, you need to have a much more significant head covering. And he quotes the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said a yarmulke should cover most of the hair. In other words, in the most of the head. In other words, to reach the madrega of yarmulke bringing Yerushmayim, for that you need to have a noticeable yarmulke that covers most of the head. What does that mean? So the way I saw Rav Moshe says in Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, Rav Avad Yosef says this in Yichav Adas Chelek Dalet Siman Aleph, is that if from wherever you look, you see that this person is wearing a yarmulke, that's a proof that he's wearing a yarmulke. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should wear a yarmulke even when he sleeps. In fact, I saw an interesting opinion that one should wear a larger yarmulke when he sleeps than when he's up, because when he's up, he could make sure that the yarmulke doesn't fall off. When he's sleeping, it's hard to make sure. It's hard to make sure that the yarmulke doesn't fall off. Specifically, when one is davening, one is supposed to wear a yarmulke. There's a discussion about this in Siman Tzadik Aleph in Ora Chaim. And the Paiskim discuss what would be the halacha if somebody davened and he discovered that he davened without wearing a yarmulke. So Rav Moshe in Chelek Dalid Siman Mem takes a very strong approach. He says, and it's obviously connected to the Taz that we've been quoting. The Taz says that one of the reasons one is supposed to wear a yarmulke is because of the concern of Ubechukuseyem Leiseleichu. So says Rav Moshe, and this is very much in Rav Moshe's consistent shita. Rav Moshe says that even though we're not that concerned about Ubechukuseyem Leiseleichu when one is walking in the street not wearing the yarmulke, because the Akum that don't wear yarmulkes, when they are in the street nowadays, it's not because that's their minik, it's just because of convenient reasons. He says, however, when the Akum worship, then they're very careful to remove anything from their head.
So now, if someone, when he davens, does remove, make, have his head uncovered, we have a much greater concern that we're trying to act like them. And Reb Moshe seems to hold that one, that it would be like someone who davened and he found soya in the place that he davened, that even though it was an accident, the loch is he has to daven over. So too, if one davened even accidentally without a yarmulke, according to Reb Moshe, would have to daven over again. However, most poskim are more lenient. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Avadya Yosef, are much more lenient, and they say that if someone davened without a yarmulke, we could be lenient and not require him to daven over again. There's another interesting question that I saw that Rav Avadya Yosef in Yabia Omer, Chelek Vav, Simen Tez Vav discusses. We know that Shalom is the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, what happens if someone meets someone else and that person is Jewish and that person is not wearing a yarmulke? Are you allowed to say Shalom to him? Because we're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem when our head is uncovered. So Rav Avadya Yosef is, so the Paiskim seem to say that if one is able to greet that individual without using the word Shalom, that would be most preferable. Don't say Shalom to him. Say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. But if you, the only way to really greet him is by saying Shalom, there are Paiskim that are more lenient. Rav Avadya Yosef is lenient with the following approach. Number one, he says it's a Sfek Sfeika. It's a Sufik if Shalom is really the Shem Hashem. Furthermore, not only is it a Sufik if Shalom is the Shem Hashem, but there's a Sufik that, as we discussed in our previous year, that the obligation to wear a yarmulke is only a midas chassidus. And since it's only a midas chassidus, so you're not prohibited from mentioning Shem Hashem when, even if someone's not wearing a yarmulke. So since it's a Sfek Sfeika, one could be more lenient. Furthermore, he quotes the Chazon Ish, who says that when it comes in terms of interaction with people who are not religious, if we don't act with the proper respect to them, Koshkein, I quote the words of Chazon Ish, Shloi lahar b'sinav atachris b'ineinu u'b'ineihem, not to create a environment of dislike between us and them, by creating that environment, says the Chazon Ish, Oivrim aloy sisna, we are over the avera of leisisna, v'oid kam alavim, she'ein isurim kal misazeh, shonabom latzila memenu. He says that wearing a yarmulke is indeed very important, but he says perhaps by not saying shalom to another Jew, the averas are much more, what is a much bigger avera, a much more serious of an issue than not saying shalom. And therefore, one could say shalom even to another Jew who's not wearing a yarmulke. Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shas of Chuvas Hanhogas, Chelik Aleph, Simon Yud Beis, also takes a much more lenient approach. He says we can't compare saying shalom, even if we consider saying shalom, Shem Hashem, to someone
who's not wearing a yarmulke as serious. We can't compare it in seriousness to someone saying or thinking Divrei Torah or thinking the Shem Hashem in a place that one is not allowed to. Moreover, he says that people who speak Hebrew, so their intention when they're saying Shalom is certainly not the Shem Hashem. Shalom is the way they greet each other. And since that's the entire purpose, when someone is mentioning it that way, that is not considered as if he mentioned Shem Hashem to somebody who is not covered his hair. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Beis, Sifkotin Yud Aleph, says that even though, as we read at the beginning of the previous shiur, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Lo Yelech Dalar Amos Begili Harash, says the Mishnah Brura, that it's appropriate that one should not go even less than Dalar Amos without a yarmulke. And even in a house that has a roof, one should always have his head covered. But it does seem that the Mishnah Brura does agree that in a covered home, in a room with a roof, we could be more lenient. So perhaps going back to the previous Shiloh, saying Shalom to someone in a room where there's a ceiling, we could be more lenient. The Mishnah Brura also goes on to say that even young children once should be makpid, should wear a yarmulke. If, as we're saying, that the purpose of yarmulke is because of Gilui HaRosh, is because of Yerushmayim Mechsidus, so that's why even young children should wear a yarmulke. However, the minig, I saw that the Klaus Megaru Rebbe in a tshuva in the Vayatsev says this as well. The minhag ha'olam is that people don't put on a yarmulke on children until they're 3 years old. I also saw from the Sharm Tzionim Ba'alocha that, as we discussed earlier in our shiur, the size of a yarmulke, he says we could be more lenient in the size of the yarmulke of a child than the child of and the yarmulke of an adult. There's another discussion, and that is if someone doesn't have a yarmulke, could he use his hands to cover his head? So the Mishnah Brura says that, let's say, he l'chatchila does not agree that the hand can be used to cover the head, because he says, since the hand and the head are all part of one body, that isn't considered a covering. The definition of a covering is something external. If I'm using my hand to cover my head, that isn't something external. But even though he says, therefore, you should have a yarmulke, but he says, let's say it's a shasat chak, it's the middle of the night, you're thirsty, you want a drink, and you don't have a yarmulke available, you could use your hand to cover your head. Mr. Brura also warns us not to make a mistake that people make. When you're putting on the tefillin shel Rosh, says the Mishnah Brura, you take off your yarmulke in order to be able to put on the tefillin shel Rosh. So he says, be careful to put on the tefillin shel Rosh, put back on your yarmulke, and then afterwards make the bracha. The Mishnah Brura also discusses a toupee. If someone doesn't want to wear a yarmulke, can he wear a wig? Can he wear a toupee instead of wearing a yarmulke? And the Mishnah Brura says that because of the concern of Maris Ayin,
one should not rely on the toupet for yarmulke. And actually, it really goes back to the discussion that we have been having, why does one wear a yarmulke? If we're going to learn that you wear a yarmulke because of tznius, that the head is a place that's supposed to be covered, or we're going to learn because by wearing a yarmulke, one gains yiras shemayim, we could be more lenient. But if we're going to say, as we have learned from the Taz, that the reason one is supposed to wear a yarmulke is because of b'chukasayim loyselechu, it's what differentiates us. So of course, if you're wearing a toupee, you're not differentiated, and therefore you have not fulfilled the purpose of wearing a yarmulke. When we speak about the importance of wearing a yarmulke, I saw that the Beis Yosef in Simen Mem Vav says that every morning one of the Birchas HaShachar we say is Oite Yisrael B'Sforo. Says the Beis Yosef, we make a special bracha every morning thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to wear a yarmulke. We recognize what that represents, and we make a bracha thanking Hashem that we have the ability to wear a yarmulke. I also saw from the Tzitz Eliezer and Shaul's Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yud Beis at the end of Simen Yud Gimel, he says we know how terrible of a characteristic is gaiva, is arrogance. He says the way one can overcome the antidote to gaiva and to kapara for gaiva is wearing a yarmulke. Oite Yisrael B'Sforo, it's what makes us great that we can wear a yarmulke and develop our midas and of course come to proper Yerushalayim.